Welcome to the Hiring Tips Newsletter. The name of this tip is Attitude versus Skills Revisited. An article by Mark Murphy entitled Hiring for Attitude was a question and answer with Mark on the importance of attitude when considering new candidates. I found the first question and answer particularly interesting. Question: we hear it a lot. Company X did a great job hiring a highly skilled worker, only to later discover that the new hire was a terrible fit for the organization. Why do so many interviews fail to assess whether a candidate will be a good fit? Answer from Mark Murphy: when our research tracked 20,000 new hires, we found that 89% of the time new hires failed, it was for attitudinal reasons, not lack of skill. One of the reasons is that most organizations have no test by which to assess attitude, and many have no concrete idea of what the attitudes they should be hiring for even are. You can train for skills and technical competence, but you can't train for attitude. You have to interview and hire for attitude. Well, I'd say that's a pretty powerful piece of research, at least in terms of the clarity it brings. Essentially, 9 out of 10 of those 20,000 new hires failed as a result of attitude, with the remainder failing due to lack of skill of some kind. This research doesn't surprise me. I've written hiring tips before on this subject. What does that mean for your company? Well, if you've been in business for a while, you've likely established a culture in your workplace. There's a certain way you and your staff go about doing things. I imagine there's a certain tone or atmosphere that you promote. If this culture works for you, then hiring people who fit into that culture is a worthy objective. To some degree, you can test your candidates for this. Our personality test will provide you with definite clues as to how people act and interact in the workplace. Proper testing can help you weed out bad apples. But in the final analysis, I'm going to say your perceptions are accurate. If the person sitting across from you doesn't appear to have the attitudes you're looking for, or if you feel this person will not really fit into your culture, then so be it. Don't invalidate your perceptions. Too often we see something we don't like about a candidate and then we brush it off. We tell ourselves, there's so many other things we do like, so let's not let that one nagging thing get in the way. And yes, we do need to weigh the positives and the negatives of every candidate. When it comes to attitude, though, let's start giving it the weight it deserves. The Hiring Tips is brought to you by the Employee Testing Center. We have an employee testing service that will help you hire better staff. It's very accurate, easy to understand, and delightfully affordable. Watch our 3-minute video at getbetterstaff.com. That's getbetterstaff.com. Our podcast does not represent legal advice. Employment law can vary from state to state. So please consult an attorney familiar with the law that applies to the area where your business is located for any legal questions specific to your company. Thanks for listening.